This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, despite the fact that the leader of our nation, at least according to a big new piece in Politico, says that that piece suggests that Trump admits it, he's losing. I don't really hear the president saying that. There may have been indications that he is brought down, who wouldn't be, by all of the negative polling data. Of course, we know that the polls last time were far from the mark. It's also 4 months until the election. But the one aspect of this that I think is most fascinating to me is that apparently Trump is accepting this notion of setbacks because he's not losing to Joe Biden, he's not losing to the Democrats, he's not losing to Never Trumpers, he's not losing to his critics. If he is, in fact, losing, as the Politico maintains, as the polls maintain, he's losing to a virus. The United States is not doing well at the moment. Whatever Vice President Pence would say, come on. I mean, the situation with the United States in terms of the rest of the world and our handling of the coronavirus, do you think it could have been improved? Maybe? Just maybe? A little bit more clear-cut? To give you some sample of the negativity out there about the current situation with the coronavirus, and honestly, if you look at it, it's extremely alarming, and it has to be. One of the things that they ran about five pages on today in the New York Times is permanent brain damage to people who have struggled with COVID-19 and survived. We have 125,000 Americans, more than now, who have died of this disease. And now, of course, because of the increased testing, more of the people who are actually being diagnosed with the disease are younger people. And not all of them are asymptomatic. And then there are other reports about how even people who are asymptomatic may have permanent and serious lung damage. In other words, they don't know they have the disease, but afterward, their lungs are never quite the same. And look, there are all kinds of horror stories, and if you're like me, you probably know people, at least have heard of people, who have either suffered or died from the virus. And so in that context, of course, this is going to dominate the national consciousness. And by the way, good for Governor Abbott in Texas, who was pulling back on some of the opening up, and Governor DeSantis in Florida. But this is what syndicated columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Trudy Rubin, has to say. She writes, as European countries rush to reopen their borders July 1st, they have readied lists of feckless countries whose citizens will be unwelcome. Those countries all have leaders who have failed to contain COVID-19. Guess who tops the list? Travelers from the United States, where case numbers are soaring, and not just due to increased tests, she writes. Visitors from the United States will be banned because of fear they will spread the virus. And then there is the astonishment at American behavior. At Bloomberg, columnist in Singapore wrote, quote, hovering over all of this incredulity is incredulity that the U.S., which most here still see as a great nation, an important counterweight to China, is engaged in a culture war over something so straightforward as wearing a mask. And yeah, that's kind of strange. Vice President Pence actually wore a mask recently, and I'm sure that the president will, and we have to go forward wearing masks and taking the virus seriously. And yes, the president should send the message that he does. She writes, it's particularly shameful for the United States to be grouped with Brazil and Russia as the world's leading virus threesome. And that's the three countries where we have the greatest number of deaths, greatest number of cases right now. Russia not in greatest number of deaths, but they wildly understate the number of deaths. It's particularly shameful, she writes, for the United States to be grouped with Brazil and Russia as the world's leading virus threesome. Not so surprising when you consider the similarities between Trump and two leaders he admires, Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro and Russia's Vladimir Putin. That, of course, despite the fact that there are credible claims from intelligence sources that Russia was actually offering bounties, was offering money to Taliban fighters in Afghanistan to kill Americans and other allied troops. Brazil's, these three populists, that's Bolsonaro, Putin, and Trump, writes Trudy Rubin, whose immobilized followers with attacks on opposition traitors, all have a hard time coping with a real virus enemy they can't see. Bolsonaro, a staunch Trump ally who has two sons under investigation for corruption, has spent months disparaging the threat of the virus, refusing to mask. He was just ordered by a judge to wear one when he appears in public. He labeled the virus a measly flu and tried to suppress data on Brazil's surging death toll, nearly 53,000, until Brazil's Supreme Court forced him to cease. He fired a popular health minister, replacing him with a general. He has hinted he'd like a military takeover as infections surge out of control. Well, he, of course, is a military man. He was an officer in the Brazilian army. Meantime, Putin just presided over a massive military parade celebrating the 75th anniversary of Russia's victory over Germany, the kind of martial military display of Trump's dreams. Thousands of soldiers marched shoulder to shoulder without masks. Yeah, that was not a great look for people who are concerned about spreading the virus. European leaders stayed away from this virus petri dish of a parade, but Putin no doubt hoped it would eclipse growing public concern over more than 600,000 cases in the world's third hardest hit country. Experts disparage Russia's minimal death statistics, around 8,500 deaths, as totally unreliable, with a surge in deaths attributed to other causes. Look, all of this raises a question. Why should the U.S. be doing worse than other countries? Why should we be representing a fourth of the deaths in the world and about a fourth of the cases in the world when we are only 4% of the population? In other words, we are overrepresented in the bad news department with the COVID virus. Now, the Wall Street Journal defends Trump on this. And here's what they say in their editorial. The Journal writes, "The America is a failure reporting has a heavy dose of partisanship." I think the Journal's right on that. Journal writes, "With Trump leading the way," they quote the Washington Post's editorial yesterday. The Washington Post editorial said, "With Trump leading the way, record surges in new infections expose failures in the U.S. response. Liberals are juxtaposing the U.S. with Europe, which ostensibly has the virus under control. The Trump administration has sometimes been too sanguine, but much of this is partisan opportunism in an election year. Even with the latest outbreaks, the U.S. has recorded fewer deaths per 100,000 people, 38, than the United Kingdom, 66, or Spain, 61, or Italy, 57, or France, at 44. So it's comparable. So what exactly is the problem, and why can't we get this virus under control? 1-800-955-1776, our number. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Wall Street Journal, in their editorial arguing against the comparisons with Europe, which appears to be closer to having the virus under control, at least for now, and in most European countries, They say even with the latest outbreaks, the U.S. has recorded fewer deaths per 100,000 people, 38, than the United Kingdom, which is at 66. Spain is at 61. Italy, 57. France, 44. Very close to the United States. Death rates are a lagging indicator, but Arizona with 21 per 100,000, Florida with 15 per 100,000, and Texas with 8 per 100,000 are all still well below Europe. New York, which has opened up last and very slowly, has a death rate per 100,000 of 161. So, again, New York, which shut down very abruptly, now it's doing much better, but partially that was because the virus raged unstopped for a while. And by the way, there's all kinds of new evidence that one of the reasons that African-American people are so particularly subject to this virus is reliance on public transportation, where it's so easy to get infected. The journal concludes, and they say, states are prudently pausing reopenings, right, and boosting hospital capacity, but flare-ups are inevitable until there's a vaccine or herd immunity. In any case, the critics of reopening don't offer much of an alternative beyond social distancing, wearing masks, and more testing. All three are important, and nearly all governors agree, even if they don't mandate masks. Masks are mandatory in New York, but in our experience, aren't enforced. A return to strict lockdowns isn't sustainable economically or politically, as even Democratic governors admit. No one has done everything right in this pandemic, they write, and the America is a failure reporting is as excessive as Donald Trump's occasional claim that the pandemic will soon be over. Well, it won't soon be over. They're actually looking at this explosion of cases in Houston and saying that Houston could be the next New York. What does all this mean? It means if Trump wants to turn his campaign around and actually get in front of this, he needs to take a much more clear leadership role in dealing realistically with a very serious problem. And the very real possibility that this will continue to damage lives and to kill people and to disrupt everything and, yes, to harm the economy may be right up until the election. Does that mean he can't win? No. No. But it means he can't pretend that the virus is fading away when it clearly is not. And, you see, there's a lot of room in an election. And 4 months is an eternity in political terms. But there's not a lot of room for President Trump to keep making optimistic assessments and telling people everything is going away and it's going to get better. Look, on some issues that the country is facing right now, the issues we didn't expect, nobody expected that President Trump was going to have to be dealing with a virus as his major challenge. As President of the United States, I don't think anyone expected that he would have to deal with these racial tensions that are happening right now, and that could be a more serious threat to him. I'll tell you why. One thing that all these polls have in common is the issue where President Trump does best is the economy. And in virtually all the polls, people prefer, understandably, President Trump over Joe Biden when it comes to the economy, because President Trump did have a very fine economic record for the first 3 years of his presidency. So what issue does he do poorly on? What's the worst issue for President Trump? Well, immigration is right down there. But the very worst issue for President Trump is race relations, where people greatly prefer Vice President Biden. And this is why we had Larry Elder on Friday, and his fine new movie, by the way, his fine new movie, Uncle Tom, has just about grossed in its internet distribution about $1 million so far. That's pretty good. And the movie's pretty good. And it has a lot to say, focusing on courageous black conservatives like Larry Elder and including in it people like Candace Owens and Herman Cain and Alan West and Robert Woodson and more. Okay. The president is not going to win this election by turning black voters around. I'd love it if he did. I mean, I think it would be great if Republicans could actually compete with black voters. But that's not going to happen. But what is going to happen is being able, potentially, to impact some of the white voters who currently have abandoned President Trump, according to the polls, who are looking at the racial hysteria that we're going through and thinking, how is this president, who seems so unable to get a handle on it now, how's he going to get a handle on it in the second term? And that brings up, of course, what I think is the basic problem, which is the lack of a second term agenda. And you heard that in the Hannity interview that played all over the weekend, where he was asked what his priorities were in the second term, and he couldn't say. We have a couple of emails that have come in, and the email came in from Eric in Santa Monica, California. And Eric says, I've been browsing your book, The American Miracle. That's the last book before God's Hand on America. And my opinion in response is that any nation that is reliant upon miracles for its long-term stability and its prosperity is a nation of gamblers. And most gamblers, he writes, are held in low regard by scientists and by mathematicians. Yeah, also by their spouses and anybody else who depends on them. My idea is not, and my argument in American Miracle and in God's Hand on America, is not that America relies upon miracles for its long-term stability. It's just that some of those miracles that have worked out for America extraordinarily well are indication of America's importance and significance, and that is something that the rest of the world, by the way, has noted for a long time. I'm very fond, and I use it in both books, of a quote by Bismarck where he says that God has special protection, offers special protection for drunkards, imbeciles, lost dogs, and the United States of America. And we have had that kind of luck. And that also brings up the issue of luck and the Trump administration. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Oh, Michael, you drive me nuts.
Michael Medved. We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the United States must find a responsible middle ground in dealing with the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We cannot go back to April, and we cannot go right back to normal. We need new routines, new rhythms, and new strategies for this new middle ground.
McConnell also encouraging everyone to wear a face mask outside their homes. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the Vice President were never briefed on alleged intelligence involving Russian bounties.
There is no consensus within the intelligence community on these allegations, and in effect, there are dissenting opinions from some in the intelligence community with regards to the veracity of what's being reported.
McEnany saying the president is briefed on verified intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here we go.
You can reach us on the show at 1-800-955-1776. David writes, "Hello, Michael. I've been amazed at the overall CHOP situation. Not just you, David. I mean, even those of us who are closer to CHOP. I mean, not closer ideologically, not at all, but closer physically. Two things struck me today. First," he writes, "CHOP organized itself much like the society it protests against. It set up barricades, borders, checked ID, immigration, developed security, in quotes, police, instituted its own version of medical help, medics, and so on. They didn't do any of these things in any meaningful way." But he goes on. He says, "And today, CHOP leaders were in the news discussing problems with the homeless. Could anything be more ironic? Second, Mayor Jenny Durkan has to be one of the more feckless leaders I've seen in my many decades of life. How in the world are hearing and responding to the demands of BLM, CHOP, etc., in any way democratic? She has confused the emotional and often factually incorrect scream of the mob with things she should actually listen to and follow, namely the will and voice of the whole population she purports to represent as voiced through democratic and representative republic systems of public input, petitions, voting, and so on. BLM's demands are nothing short of fascist, extortionary, stifling of reasoned discourse, and anti-democratic. I'll stand strongly against any incidents of racial injustice, but the tactics seen nationwide over the last months will only lead to greater and greater division while piling definite injustice atop real or imagined injustice." And then he concludes, "Thanks for all you do." It's brilliantly stated, and I agree with every word. The the extremism of the left on all of this, first of all, I think it's going to end up bouncing back and hurting the Biden campaign unless he stands up to it. And right now he hasn't done much standing up to anybody. And I'll give you an example. And it's something that needs to be answered, and it needs to be answered by Democrats. There's a column in the New York Times today, the leading paper of liberal opinion, the leading one. And it's by Charles M. Blow, who tends to be one of the most ardent left-leaning columnists. And yes, he is African-American. Charles M. Blow has a headline, "Yes, Even George Washington." And he concludes, he wants every George Washington name, monument, all taken down. And this, of course, is kind of ironic at the same time that the House has just voted to make Washington the 51st state. They would change the name of Washington just to accommodate the other state of Washington. It would be called Washington, D.C., but not District of Columbia, Washington, Douglas Commonwealth. See that? And Douglas, spelled like Frederick Douglass. I don't think the House quite had the guts to change the name of the city, the nation's capital, from Washington to Douglas, but I'm sure they would want to. Some people who are opposed to taking down monuments ask, writes Charles Blow, if we start, where will we stop? It might begin with Confederate generals, but all slave owners could easily become targets, even George Washington himself. To that I say, abso-fricking-lutely! George Washington enslaved more than 100 human beings, and he signed the Fugitive Slave Act as president of 1793, authorizing slavers to stalk runaways, even in free states, and criminalizing the helping of escaped slaves. Washington would free his own slaves in his will when he no longer had use for them. Let me be clear. These black people who were enslaved by George Washington and others, including other founders, were just as much human as I am today. They love, laugh, cry, and hurt, just like I do. When I hear people excuse their enslavement and torture as an artifact of the times, I'm forced to consider that if slavery were the prevailing normalcy of this time, my own enslavement would also be a shrug of the shoulders. I say that we need to reconsider public monuments in public spaces. No person's honorifics can erase the horror he or she has inflicted on others. Slave owners should not be honored with monuments in public spaces. We have museums for that, which also provide better context. And then he concludes, this is not an erasure of history, but rather a better appreciation of the horrible truth of it. Look, I understand his passion, but obviously he's wrong about Washington, and he's wrong about Jefferson, and he's wrong, I don't know where he would stand on U.S. Grant, who owned a slave for less than a year because the slave was given to him, you'll pardon the expression, by his father-in-law before Grant, at some considerable cost to himself, freed the man, which is the right thing to do, of course. The point about all of this is what Sean Wilentz says, the Princeton professor, where Princeton, by the way, just rightly, it seems to me, changed the name of its School of International Relations from the Woodrow Wilson School to the Princeton School of International Relations. Okay, to go back for just a moment to this question of Washington, what Sean Wilentz argues, I think, is profoundly right, and it's profoundly smart, which is the question is not, did anybody lead a perfect life or lead a flawed life, or was anybody falling short? Of course everybody falls short. There isn't a figure in American history, not Dr. King. There are people who objected to the great monument to Dr. King, which has become one of the most visited sites in Washington, D.C., and I think it's a beautiful monument. I write about it in God's Hand on America. People objected to that because of some personal failings that Dr. King had. And he did. So what? The message of the monument is the uplifting message of love of country, love of America, of brotherhood, of equal rights, and of living up to the words of Thomas Jefferson. Which is why I do not believe that Dr. King would want to remove the statue of Jefferson because of his personal failings. The question is, what does the monument say? If somebody wanted to put up a monument and said, this is in honor of George Washington, who owned slaves his whole life, no, that should not be put up right now or at any time. It should never have been put up. And that's the kind of monument that people are voting, not vandalizing, but voting rather than vandalizing, to take down. Take down monuments that are put up to people where the message of the monument is slavery was good or slavery was acceptable in any way. But for goodness sake, that is not the case with any of these tributes to George Washington. What they honor him for is a lifetime of service to the dream of this country that we all appreciate and enjoy. And this is one of those things that it should be so incredibly clear for everyone, black or white or old or young, we are blessed to live in the United States. And the progress that people have made should not be ignored and should not be trashed. One of the things that I liked very much about that film, Uncle Tom, was it actually revisits some of the historic change and ability to progress, to overcome some of the legacy of slavery and Jim Crow and the betrayals of Reconstruction. All of that should be taught. All of that should be discussed. But the idea that you can begin the discussion with a hatred based upon everything in America... The reason people want to target statues of Washington, or Christopher Columbus for that matter, is not because of slavery. It's because they believe that America was a mistake and a crime. And they believe that the people who authored that mistake and crime should never be honored. I believe we should feel grateful to them in a personal way. 1-800-955-1776. And yet,
the coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing debate about, really, it's a debate about America. And it's about whether we treat all of America as a crime and or a mistake, or whether we treat it as a blessing that continues to bless all people who live here. Let me go first to Sid, who's been waiting in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, Michael. Thanks again for taking my call. Donald Trump is not working. Donald Trump is not working for any of us. I mean, his performance in the office not working for any of us. Even his picks for Supreme Court is not working for some people. And I think that Donald Trump is trying to be like the Chinese president Xi Jinping, I think his name is. And try to have, you know, crowd control and have soldiers marching for him and things like that. That's not also working for him. I think his plan for the end of the year is basically has to do with four words: ballots, cheat, Twitter, and riots. I believe that this man, unless we show him that he is going to lose at the end of the year, if this votes come close, I heard him say before he was running for president that there will be a riot if he does not win. Now I've seen an interview with his son, and he's talking about states going to riot if he does not win. He's not predicting the future. He's calling for riots. And I just feel
I think that's overstating it. Clearly. Look, I think you're right. I think it's ridiculous for him to talk about riots, especially when he's trying to stand up as the candidate of law and order. And if you're the candidate of law and order, what really I think America's longing for is what people are really looking for is a candidate to bring us together, not a candidate to impose some kind of unidimensional law and order. But one of the things that's going to have to happen when he restarts his campaign is also to think about something else, Sid, and I think it also touches on something else you said. Going forward with a great big convention with tens of thousands of people in Jacksonville, Florida, because they don't even want the convention in Charlottesville, in Charlotte, North Carolina, that's going to be very problematic. it's going to be very problematic. And I'm not sure it's a good look for America for Republicans to be having a giant convention when Democrats are not. And why? Because it's an indication Democrats are taking the virus and the challenges the virus offers maybe a little bit more seriously, as we all should. Let me go to Elma in Kenmore, Washington. Elma, you're on the Michael Medved show.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling.
Michael, I was just wondering, you have good personal feelings about things like the statues. How in the world can we have good feelings about a system that has enslaved our people?
I'm sorry, Elma. I'm having a tough time understanding you. I think this is a tough connection. What are you saying?
Okay. How am I supposed? We supposed to feel having good personal feelings against statues and symbols that have enslaved us, beat us?
I agree with you, and I think that, look, that's why I think Mississippi did the right thing, getting rid of the Confederate flag, battle flag banner that is part of their state flag, has been since 1894, because the whole purpose of that was to honor slavery. What I'm talking about is the purpose of a monument. In other words, if you see a given monument and its purpose is to put racism on a pedestal, you shouldn't support that, and no one should, and it should be removed. I would agree with that. However, like the statue of George Washington at the University of Washington, it's a giant statue, and it's right there off 15th Street. I think it's appropriate because he's not being honored there as a slaveholder or someone who enslaved human beings or someone who was born into and lived for virtually all of his life with the institution of slavery. But he's being honored for somebody who had a vision of expanding human freedom. And also, by the way, at the end of his life, and it's something I write about, Washington was increasingly opposed to slavery and knew that it had no future and knew that it had to be eliminated. He even said if it comes to a war between regions of the country, which of course it did, based upon their allegiance to slavery, that he would side against Virginia and that he would side with a part of the country that was opposed to slavery. And he did, as Charles Blow acknowledged, leave provisions in his will. He freed a number of his slaves while he was alive. And the idea that that everything else that George Washington did should be canceled out or removed, I don't think that's accurate. Look, I go back to this point. Dr. King quoted Jefferson regularly. Now, Jefferson was a slaveholder, and he was tormented about it. He had originally wanted to put a clause in the Declaration of Independence, which he wrote. His first draft of the Declaration of Independence had a clause denouncing slavery, but that was taken out by the Southern states when the thing was ratified in the Continental Congress in July of 1776. We're going to be celebrating that. And I do think that we ought to celebrate the Declaration of Independence and Independence Day coming up. Yeah, even though that declaration was written by a slaveholder who was not a perfect man, or for that matter, a perfect president. There is not a perfect movie, but a movie that is very much worth considering. It is available for streaming right now, and people are streaming it across the country, and I think that's a good thing. The movie has a provocative title. It's called Uncle Tom. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Talk show host Larry Elder is one of the producers and stars of a fascinating new documentary about black conservatives who insist on thinking for themselves. It's called Uncle Tom.
And Uncle Tom is somebody who has sold out by embracing the white man.
Most black people don't believe that other blacks can be independent free thinkers.
Some of the biggest names in commentary and politics are featured here, including Thomas Sowell, Robert Woodson, Candace Owens, Alan West, and Herman Cain. And the entire film unfolds in their words with no narration. It's also shot entirely in black and white to make some of the remarkable historic footage fit in more effectively. Though it meanders a bit, rather than traveling in a straight and purposeful line, Uncle Tom is an enriching and informative experience about important and courageous thinkers. 3 stars for the officially unrated Uncle Tom, but it's aimed at adults with open minds. And I am encouraged when a movie that basically is about ideas and is about conservative ideas and their viability and their relevance and their context in appealing to people of every racial and ethnic background, that's a very worthwhile contribution, and I believe this film makes it. And again, that's only too bad that people like Mia Love or the great Senator Tim Scott or Will Hurd, who is just leaving Congress, were not also included. There are increasing numbers of voices of every opinion, but voices that are forceful and needed from the African-American community. Meanwhile, tomorrow, we are going to be talking a little bit about a conspiracy that won't go away. And I was shocked to see this. Apparently, there are millions of people who believe that Justin Bieber, in a recent interview, gave a signal that he had been victimized by the Pizzagate conspiracy. What's the Pizzagate conspiracy? Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates are at the center of it. And it involves an international alleged a child-running ring. How do people convince themselves of this kind of nonsense? And the Biden campaign has issued an analysis, detailed, of how many people of color and how many females they feature on their staff. What does it show? We will tell you all next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.